Okay, your name?
My name is Robert Zinner. They call me Bob.
Alright. And your age?
I'll be 72 next month.
Alright.
71, yeah.
Your address?
5035 Hazelwood.
In what county?
Monroe County, Monroe Township.
Okay. State of Michigan?
State of Michigan.
What was your place of birth?
Newport, Michigan. I'm born in the old farmhouse.
And your nationality?
Mostly German.
And language spoken?
What's that?
You speak English?
English, yeah. Okay. Always English. My grandma and grandfather came from Germany.
Okay. And where did you live throughout your life?
Most of my life? I lived all over. It's mostly Monroe County. Always in Monroe County. Except for 2 years in the Marine Corps.
Okay. And what different occupations have you held?
Oh boy, I have. I've had several. I started out working as a paper boy, and then I worked on a farm, and then I worked for a paper factory, Ford Motor Company.
Which paper factory?
Both River Raisin and Consolidated Paper Mills. And I worked for the Darrington Housing Project doing maintenance. Then I went to the Marine Corps. Then when I got out of the Marine Corps, then I looked to be a carpenter in the Marine Corps. And then I came home and I worked for a contractor, Ord Brancho.
I'm sorry, what was it?
I worked for a contractor, Ord Brancho, and when I got out of the Marine Corps, that was back in 1954. Then I've been in construction work for the last 40 years. And I sold real estate for 30 years, for the real estate.
Who did you work for real estate?
Dave Foster.
Okay.
And I was a volunteer fire department, which was no pay in Hampton. And there wasn't no pay, I was a sheriff deputy. I protected Harrington. Sheriff Harrington.
When was that?
I was deputy for about 15 years. That's when he lived right next door to me over there.
Oh, okay.
He swore me in, and gave me a gun, he said, you're a deputy. You can't do that anymore.
No police training?
No police training. just keep an eye on him so that nobody fools around his house. Shoot him.
His personal protector.
I was just a protector, yeah. I was just a little protector. he wanted me to training, and he wanted me to be the bailiff at the court, and I wouldn't take it. And he wanted to give me a uniform, and I wouldn't take a uniform. Because I'd be a miniature cop then. I didn't want to be.
What's your spouse's name?
Pardon?
Your spouse's name?
Marjorie, he used to be Albright.
Okay. And your mother's name?
My mother's name is Bessie Asseltine. Asselstyne.
Okay. Your father's name?
My father's name was John Zinner.
His place of birth?
His place of birth?
Mm-hmm.
His place of birth was in Rockwood.
Rockwood, Michigan?
Rockwood, Michigan.
Okay. And her place of birth?
Her place is Newport, Michigan. Well, you're going to find out a lot about me then today. Did you know?
Yeah. Your grandfather's place of birth?
Newtonburg, Germany.
And Your grandmother's place of birth?
Same place.
Okay. And then on the other side, your grandfather and grandmother?
That's the Aseltine side.
Your grandfather's side, Zinner.
John Zinner. What I told you was my dad's side. And my mother's side. Gosh, I don't know right now. I don't know where she was, but their place would be the one of them.
Okay.
He died before I was born. I don't know where they came from. Just I know they lived in Newport.
Okay. Were they born in the United States or in Europe somewhere?
I think they were born in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That rings a bell, a couple of Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right. Okay. What was your family like growing up?
My family life? Very rough. I was born in poverty and I was raised in poverty. And we all had to fight for everything we got.
How many kids?
There was 13. We had 13 children. We lived in a farmhouse. We used to have a large garden, which we had to work in the garden all summer. And we used to have to harvest the crops every year. And we used to have a big potato patch. We used to put up 100 crates of potatoes for the winter because we have a large family. My mother used to cook a peck of potatoes for supper.
Wow.
Because there's so many around the table. And she used to have at least 20 to 25 pork chops when we had pork chops that night. She used to bake 10 to 15 pies at a time.
For one night?
No. Oh. Well, that would be Sunday night. We used to have pie on Sunday night. We used to have chicken every Sunday. We had chicken on a farm. We had chicken every Sunday.
You raised your own chicken?
Yeah, raised our own chickens. And we used to raise our own pork. And we used to butcher them. And also the cows. We used to butcher one cow a year. And I can remember that. I can tell you more about those things. The way they would kill the pig, they would shoot him with a .22. Would shoot him between the eyes. Because my grandmother used to want to catch the blood and make blood cheese out of it. And then we had to be careful when we shot them because she wanted to make head cheese and she wanted the brains. Everything on the pig was used. Even the pig feet. She used to make pickled pig feet. And then used to have the liver, everything. There was nothing going to waste. We used to make our own sausages. So we used to have to clean out the guts in order to make our own sausages. See, they use the guts, so they clean them out, you wash them out good, and then you cook the meat, then you pack it in there, and then you tie it off. Ever so far apart, we made our own sausages.
Okay.
And we used to hang them in the smokehouse. We used to have a smokehouse. We used to have fire going all the time, that smokehouse.
Wow.
There used to be smoke there.
Cool. And did all 13 kids live at home while you were growing up?
Well, a couple was older than me. They've left home. A couple have left home. And then there's two. There's one came in 19. John was 8 years younger than me. John was born in 36, and I was born in 28.
So were you the second to youngest then?
Third. Joyce was born in 1930. She's the same age as March.
Okay.
And there used to be at least 12, between 12 and 13 sitting around the supper table that night.
Wow.
One of your sisters went to live with an aunt.
Is what?
Beatrice went to live with an aunt.
Beatrice left home. She went to live with my aunt and uncle. And she didn't come home for a long time, and then finally she came back then.
Did you always live at home?
No, I left home when I was 14.
Where did you go then?
I went to live with my sister. Then I lived with my sister for a year and a half, and then I went to live with my brother. I lived with him for about 2 years, and I lived with my other brother about 4 years.
Okay.
And then I got married.
All right.
That was one of the reasons to get married.
Okay.
So I have a home.
What kinds of things did your family do for holidays?
We used to have eat a lot. We used to have the big meals, and we used to play cards at home. There was no other recreation around, and Pa only had an old Model T, so we didn't take any vacations or any trips. We never been on a trip. The biggest trip we'd have would be going to Wyandotte. We used to go to Wyandotte, and then on the 4th of July, that was a big treat, because you could get 5 gallons of ice cream. We could have all the ice cream you want, and we couldn't wait for the 4th of July.
I bet. That's ice cream.
How about the aunts that always brought you candy?
Yeah, the aunts always brought us candy and hand-me-down clothes. My aunt from Detroit bought us hand-me-down clothes. Because my dad worked on the railroad and he didn't make that much money. He just made enough money to bring the groceries home.
Did he work on the railroad here in Mineral?
Yes, Yeah, he worked for New York Central. He was a foreman and a crew in Mineral. But still, he didn't make that much money. He used to bring home at least an average from 6 to 8 loaves of bread every night, because we used to eat a lot of bread and milk. That was our Sunday night for supper, was bread and milk. We used to get a big bowl and then get 4 or 5 pieces of bread and break it up and then put milk in it. And that was our Sunday night supper. That's something you never heard of either. But Ma used to have a big roast, or else I'd say chickens. Oh, heck, we used to cook about eight chickens or something like that for dinner on Sunday. We ate good, I mean, as far as eating goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I say we had a lot of potatoes, because we have over 100 crates of potatoes that we used to put up. I was one of my jobs of fueling the potatoes in. And then Ma used to have to dig the eyes out of it. I wouldn't dig the eyes out of them. She used to have a little tool. She got the eyes. Just the eye. You know what I'm talking about, the eyes of the potatoes?
Yeah.
She used to have a little spoon with which she used to pick the potatoes out, the eyes out of potatoes. I didn't do that. But we ate good, and we had good food, I mean, as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. So you said your dad had a Model T?
Yeah, no Model T, yeah.
When did he get that?
So he, I was back in 1928 when I was born, 28, 29. Get the old Model T.
Is that the only car that you guys had while you were growing up?
I think that's your one. And then he got a Model A after that, about 1930 or 32. Yeah, he had a Model A. And that's the only car that I ever had.
Okay. Were there any important traditions that your family practiced when you were growing up?
Traditions? No, I don't think of any traditions.
No.
But we used to, at Christmas time, we used to take turns and light the candles to put on a Christmas tree. We used to have candles you put on a Christmas tree. There's little clip-on candles. And we used to take turns to light them. But we had to be careful so we would set the Christmas tree on fire.
Oh.
And we never did have a fire. It was a little clip. The cradle with the candle is set. There was a little hole in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the wax would run down in that little dish like. There's a clip of what you clip it on a Christmas tree.
Oh, cool.
I wish I'd have kept some of those. I mean, that would have been interesting. I look for my garage sales, but I don't see them.
No.
When I go to garage sales, I look for some of the old stuff that we used to have back from the farm.
Yeah?
That's probably one of the reasons why I like to go to garage sales.
Do what you can find.
And then we used to be satisfied with just a small toy or a truck or something like that for Christmas. We didn't get the things like the kids get nowadays. I mean, you get a whole bunch of things.
Right.
If I just got a truck or something like that for Christmas, I was very happy. I was very fortunate I got that.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in poverty and I was raised in poverty. Mm-hmm. And hand me down clothes. I mean, it was very seldom if we got anything new. Just my aunt and uncle from Detroit used to bring us down clothes all the time. It was like a Goodwill.
Were they from cousins you had up there?
Well, we had cousins up there, but we didn't associate too much with cousins. So just a couple of aunts and a couple of uncles. That you know.
Yeah. Where did you go to school at?
First I went to Brest School for the first four grades. Then we moved over to Herd Road. Then I went to the Hathaway School. It's a one-room school, which they would have four grades in it. The upper grades and the lower grades was called.
Okay.
The Hathaway School, and then from there I went to Monroe High.
Okay. And did you play sports when you were in school? Did they have sports?
Baseball.
Baseball?
Mm-hmm. 3 years in baseball. Well, it was about 4 years, but I only played three.
Is that during high school?
That's during high school, yeah.
Okay. What kinds of things did you and your friends do when you were going out to have fun?
Didn't have any.
Didn't have any friends or didn't have any fun?
We didn't have any. We just did our homework, and by the time it got dark then, we didn't have lights to study, so we had to get our studies done before dark. And we had our chores we had to do then. Different chores around the house. I had to get the wood in because we only had wood-burning furnaces. And the cook stove was a wood burner.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you the toaster I got downstairs using on the cook stove.
Okay. What was downtown Monroe like when you were young? Were you ever down there?
Oh yeah, I remember. I mean, it was a place to go on Friday and Saturday nights because everybody would go to town on Friday and Saturday nights. And they'd stand the street corners and around the streets and gab and talk. And I mean, it was a big conversation around here. And I remember the old saloons. And I didn't go in, but I remember going by them. And it was the shoppers. You usually did the shopping on Friday and Saturday nights.
Yeah. Were there a lot of shops down there?
Yeah, there was a lot of shops downtown Monroe.
Okay.
And there used to be back in, used to have some horse and buggies in downtown too.
Yeah?
Yeah, back in 1930, 32. I mean, that's when the buggies were going out then. That's when the Model A's were coming in.
I never saw
them. You ever saw any buggies?
No, I haven't.
It wasn't quite like the Amish. But there were some people that went to town in their buggies.
Cool. Do you remember who some of Monroe County's legends were?
No, because we never came in contact with them. I mean, I don't think of these.
Okay. Do you remember at all Newton Steele?
Newton Steele? Oh, yeah.
You remember when they went on strike?
Oh yeah, my two brothers was working down there at the time.
Yeah.
And they were on strike, and they upheld the. That's when the union was getting in.
Which two brothers was it?
There's my two brothers, my brother Harry and my brother Jess.
Okay.
They worked at Newton Steel.
And they were pro union.
Yeah.
Okay. Were they down, like? Where they had the actual strikes going on, everything, they were down there demonstrating.
Oh, yeah, they used to throw cars in the river, and they wouldn't let anybody goodbye. Oh, yeah, they were hard nosed.
Did you ever serve in the military?
Yes.
In what branch?
Marine Corps.
States
Marine Corps, back in 1952-54.
And where were you stationed at?
At Camp Pendleton, most of the time, 18 months at Camp Pendleton.
And where's that at?
California.
Okay.
Then I was at Port Hueyme. I went to Carpenter School in Port Hueyme in Point Magoo. Then I spent 2 months at Newport, Rhode Island, the gate guard then. Mm-hmm. But I never got overseas.
No?
No. Never saw any action. The only action I've seen was at Camp Pendleton.
Do you know when the first family members came to the United States?
What's that now?
Who the first family members were that came to the United States?
My grandmother and grandfather came to the United States. That's the ones I know.
From Newtonburg?
From Germany. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. And do you know why they came?
Not really. I don't remember.
No.
I never was told, but I don't remember.
Okay.
We were supposed to go back over there in 1939. We set them to make a trip to go over there. This is when Hitler got in office, or in politics, shall we say. My aunts and uncles over there, they told us not to come over, so we didn't go over. And this is when Germany invaded Czechoslovakia, and then they had an all-out war right after that. So we were lucky that we didn't go over. If we got caught over there, I'd be just about right for the German army, because I'd have been 11 years old then.
Oh, wow.
So I'd been one of Hitler's kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was close, but we never went.
Did anything happen to your aunt and uncle that were there?
As far as getting killed or anything, no. He used to run he had the biggest butcher shop in Newtonburg, and Hitler took it away from him. But I don't know of anybody that had any violence or anything like that. My brother, when he was over in the army, he seen him, but he couldn't talk to him at that time. He seen his Zinter, they call it over there. Zinter or something like that.
That was how our name was spelled
there? Yeah, Zinter, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Zinter.
Huh. Okay.
So I graduated from high school in 1947. I met my wife in high school, and we got married in 1949. And I've been married with her for 50 years now. And we had two children. One was David, a son David, and then a daughter Lisa.
Okay.
And Lisa's got four children, and David's got three children. So I got seven grandchildren. The furnace was in the basement, and all you had was just a big round grill was in the first floor. We used to sit around there at night, and especially in the wintertime, it was so dang cold to keep warm. Then we used to have two holes in the ceiling, which was grates there, so that's the only heat we had upstairs.
Coal, right?
What's that?
Coal.
Coal heat?
Wood burning.
Wood burner?
Oh, yeah. We used to cut a lot of wood in the summertime down in the old woods. We used to cut them and bring it up for the winter, for our heat in the wintertime. We never had there's no such thing as air conditioning. And we didn't have any fans because we didn't have electricity back home on the farm. We didn't get electricity until 1936.
Wow.
I can remember when they wired it. And the only thing they wired for lights, and mostly for lights and switches, that's the only thing. We didn't have plugs because we didn't have too many of them. We just had a couple in the kitchen. That's when I'm going to show you the toasters I got, where we got the old toasters in.
Okay. What did you guys use for lighting before you had electricity?
Kerosene lamps.
Okay.
Always be kerosene lamps and then kerosene heaters. Nowadays they call them real dangerous. I mean, kerosene lamps and kerosene heaters. And you can't put candles on the Christmas tree now. I mean, mm-hmm. Christmas tree would burn up then. But we were extra careful. You never heard of big fires then. Very seldom there's any barn burners. There's more barn burners now than there were back then. And we never had fire departments. If you had a fire, I mean, you put your own fire out, it was gone. I mean, because the Monroe Fire Department, well, wouldn't come out at in Newport to put the fire out.
Right.
By the time they got out there, chances are the fire would be gone anyway. It went up in smoke.
When was it that you worked on the volunteer fire department?
Well, let's see, I started that in 19...
After you got out of service.
After you got out of service. I think I went about 1958, and now it's about 10 years. The volunteer fire department in Monroe Town. Then I was Harrington's bodyguard, more or less, deputy. I was sworn in. I was a regular deputy. I showed you my badge, haven't I?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. I got it. A lot of people don't think so anymore. I was sworn in deputy. And I got identification.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cool. I said I strictly volunteered. Harrington wanted to give me a job inside in the jail, but I wouldn't take it. And he also wanted to give me like your court's all got bailiffs,
mm-hmm.
And little guys can be bailiffs at that time. I mean, you'd have to be a big guy in order to be a deputy then, I mean, to be a bailiff.
Uh-huh.
But I told him I didn't want to be a miniature cop. He was a good guy, bud. Mm. Yeah. the farm when we, at the heat, we didn't have enough heat upstairs, the fire was going out. We used to have feather beds. You know what a feather bed is?
No.
Ma used to make them when we used to kill the geese or chickens. We used to save the feathers, and then she'd make them. She should make the size of the bed. She used to take material, and used to stuff them with feathers.
Okay.
And it'd be real fluffy. When you get in there at night, you sink right down in the feathers. And then you cover up with a blanket, costume. And then you never move all night. And then your own body heat would keep you warm then.
Okay.
And I can remember in the morning getting up, and we used to have little shovels. We used to shovel the snow out of the bedroom there. Because the wind would blow these old windows. See, there was no insulation in the windows.
And
I can remember shoveling snow out the window then.
Oh.
Because if it warmed up during the day, then the water would melt down and get the plaster downstairs. That was one of our chores, to shovel snow. We used to use them fire shovels. You didn't call them fire shovels. So you see, I came from a hard rock. Yeah, but we all got along good. I mean, we never had any problems as far as... If we have our sickness, we just had just a normal kind of sickness as far as that goes. I mean, with nothing that's serious. I mean, we all lived to be 60 plus. So.
Now there's three of you left out of 13.
Yeah, there's three left out of 13 now.
You and who else?
I'm 71, and Betty is 73, and Ethel's 75.
Okay.
But Betty isn't too good down in Florida, so, but she hadn't been, she's been sick all her life, sickly, I mean, not sick, just sickly.
Okay.
She was always the problem, one with being sick. She gets pneumonia real easy, but it was nothing that's serious.
Right.
And say, we used to have big gardens, I mean, and we used to can a lot. Ma was a canner, I mean, she put up a... 200 quarts of peaches or something like that. I mean, we used to have peach trees, apple trees, and we used to have crates of apples we used to put in the old fruit cellar. And bananas, and we used to, and the melons, and any kind of fruit and vegetables. We used to put them in the fruit cellar. We used to have a fruit cellar. It was dirt floor. Then we used to put planks down there, and we used to stack the fruit and the bananas down there.
Hmm. Didn't you say also that you worked on the Darrington
project, yeah, Darrington housing project. I was a maintenance man there for about 2 years before I went to the Marine Corps.
And what was that?
The Darrington place was on, it's where Monroe Industrial Park is now, on Harbor Avenue, Detroit Avenue.
Okay.
That was built during the war.
Which war?
For American Aluminum, I think, was a factory down there, and they built these project houses for people to come in, and most of the southern people came in and lived in the Darrington place. It was cheap rent. There was an article in the paper a while back. Did we save that article? Yeah, someplace. The Darrington
project.
World War II. That was during World War II.
Okay.
See, that was built, chances are, in 1943, and it lasted till about 19... Well, it went out when I came home, 52, 53. So it was there for about 10 or 11 years.
Okay.
They used to maintain its work there.
It was built by the government, wasn't it?
It was government substance, too.
Oh, okay.
You had to go through the government in order to get a cheap rent. It was cheap units.
Okay.
And they had the old coal stove. Used by package coal, mostly.
Okay.
That's the way they used to heat them.
Hmm. Now, when you worked at the River Raisin Paper Factory,
mm-hmm.
and the Consolidated, did they ever have problems with unionizing?
Had what?
The problems with unionizing?
Yes, they were both union.
They were union?
Yeah, they both were union.
And were you a member of the union?
Yes, uh-huh. You had to be to work there.
Okay. And did you ever have to go out on strike or anything like that?
Well, at River Raisin, they went on a strike twice and I quit. I never walked a picket line. I didn't believe walking a picket line.
Okay.
I never walked a picket line. I went to a strike and then went back to work there. I mean, I I knew the guy who was the appointment manager, and he put me back on there. The third time, he said, "This is it, Senator. If you don't stick with us this time," he said, "I'm not going to hire you again." And when I did quit there, I went over to Consolidated then. When they had a strike there, I just quit. Because I didn't believe in, I don't believe in strikes. I mean, I don't believe in protesting the strikes. I never have and never will. Because you don't gain anything by it.
Right.
The only thing you gain is a lot of trouble and hard feelings from everybody. I never believe in strikes. I believe if you did right, right will come back to you. If you do things wrong, why should the union stand up for you?
Right.
You should be fired if you did something wrong.
Right. What did you do when you worked at Ford Motor Company?
I worked in Flat Rock. It was I made the 47 and 48 parking light rims. It's a punch press.
Okay.
The punch presses at Flat Rock. Made the 47 Ford and 48 Ford parking light rims. This was my job.
Okay.
For 8 hours, you had to stand at that punch press. I mean, there's seven different operations in making them parking light rims. And you had to go from one punch press to the next right down the line.
Hmm. And when did you work there?
And I only worked there, I think, less than a year.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand at that punch press all the day.
Right.
I always figured there's better jobs than this. So then when I left there, I went down to Consolidated again. Well, I went to work when I think I was 15 at River Raisin.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was during the war, and they didn't have help, and I was hiring 15-year-olds. That's the youngest they ever hired in here.
Okay.
And we couldn't work after 9 o'clock at night. So we worked a day shift or in the afternoon, 4 hours in the afternoon.
Okay.
But I just did general work around the paper mill, hauling paper around different places.
Yeah.
Well, it was the boss's job. I mean, they tell you what to do, and that's when you do it.
What about minority groups in Monroe? Were there many?
And what do you mean, minority?
Minority groups, like blacks.
Hmm?
Blacks, was there a large...
There was never any trouble with the blacks about back in the 80s. They never heard of African Americans. They were just black or they were white.
Actually, you haven't got that on. Oh, it is. People that came up from the South, I think, they had more problems with that than
them. Yeah, we had a lot of problems with the Southern people or the blacks.
We resented them coming up and getting jobs.
The Southerners?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, we used to call them niggers. I mean, but they're Negroes, but we used to call them niggers. I mean, and they didn't mind you call them niggers, but now since Southern people came up, I mean, and then they start having problems with it. Then it had to be Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
And you never heard of an African American or a German American or Italian American. It's either you're American. I mean, you need to say where the heck you come from.
Right.
I mean, if you're black, white, yellow, or white, red, I mean, you were strictly Americans.
Right.
Then politics came in, and then I don't know, I was something else too. I'm not a politician. It was a Ringer type horse machine. And man, was that something. I mean, she just enjoyed walking, because she used to have the old scrub boards. She used to wash clothes with the old scrub boards and two wash tubs.
Mm-hmm.
She used to have the soap in one wash tub, and then she'd have to rinse them in the other. And then we'd hang them out on a line.
Mm-hmm.
But she used to have the old scrub board.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got the old scrub board downstairs, one of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. And when that Ringer type horse machine came out, I mean, it came from heaven.
Back in those days, they didn't have time to go play tennis or bridge or with the girls.
The recreation
had whole day.
More or less just playing cards, playing euchre, or playing solitaire.
I'm talking about your mother.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have time for that.
Well, they didn't have it at that time. They didn't have any kind of recreation.
Well, no. They were busy from morning till night. Cleaning, washing, gardening, hanging clothes out, taking clothes down.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have anything like hot water heaters. You had to heat your own water. But your baths, always sponge baths. We didn't have a bathtub. There's always sponge baths. Then you have to heat your water in the stove, and then you go take a bath in the bedroom. Sponge bath. Then we used to have in the kitchen, we used to have a sink in the kitchen where you used to wash your hands and wash your face. I mean, that's just in the kitchen. Oh, it was fun. That's what you go ahead.